Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Weekend Digital Marketing So Far. This is the first episode of Season 2, and we're kicking off 2020. I hope you had a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. We're going to get started like we do every single week on YouTube. Now we're going to go to YouTube. YouTube started rolling out their changes to be in compliance with COPPA on the 6th of January. That means if you have content designed for kids on your YouTube channel, it is going to be demonetized most likely. You may want to go in and make sure that you are in compliance with the new rules if you have not done so already. Over on Google, John Mueller has gone on record as saying that EAT is not as impactful for an SEO signal to e-commerce websites as it is to most other websites out there. So if you're an e-commerce SEO and you've been super focused on EAT because of all the hype around it, and you haven't been seeing the results you thought you should be, you may want to adjust your efforts accordingly. John Mueller also gave some pretty funny SEO advice that a lot of people are probably not going to like. For years, people have been saying that you can hack SEO by simply changing the year in the title of your content from the previous year to the current year and not changing anything else. So for example, if you had a best of 2019 list and you just simply renamed it best of 2020 list and there were no other changes to your content, this would help you rank when people look for best of blah, whatever, 2020. Google Ads ended social media support on January 1st, which means you can no longer get support from the Google Ads team via social media. They made this announcement originally on the 20th of December while we were uploading the final video of 2019 to you. So if you have been trying to get an answer from Google Ads on social media and haven't replied, there's a good reason they're not there anymore. You have to go check out the Google Ads product forum instead. Google is not recommending a change to intent research from keyword research for your Google Ads campaigns. That doesn't make a lot of sense maybe right now if you're not aware of it, but it will later on in the show. So a lot of people have been asking, yes, the answer is yes, and it has been yes for a very long time. Google actually outsources work to third-party contractors to try to poach your Google Ads clients. Now, they claim that they're not supposed to be poaching. Well, they don't really say that. They say they're supposed to work with new clients setting up their new accounts. They're supposed to call them, but they will call them, and they will also email them from an email that says Google.com. This has come up again because one such company here in the United States, Teleperformance, is sending out emails referring to Google Ads by its old name, Google AdWords, and the clients are getting very confused by it. Just tell your clients, if you sign them and you're not aware of this, tell them to be aware, point to authoritative documentation on this, that Google does have these people reach out. These are not PPC agencies. These are not PPC experts. This is just contractors working on behalf of Google to try to get those people to spend more money. Google Search Console's URL parameter tool had a bug issue on January 7th. No word yet if that's fixed or not. There appears to be a delay with the Google team evaluating reconsideration requests. That probably makes sense coming out of the holiday season that they might be backlogged a little bit. Crawl stats data in Google Search Console had a bug on December 30th. That bug persisted clear until just a couple days ago. It should be fixed now. So if you saw the bug and you were wondering why Google wasn't crawling your website, they were crawling your website. It just for some reason wasn't reporting in Google Search Console. Google My Business added a choose area feature, which allows users to select a neighborhood or a region when they do a search on Google Maps, in order to kind of tighten their search to maybe a specific geographic region. No idea how many people are using this, if anybody likes it, if anybody hates it. Could be a test. According to Barry Schwartz, it's been tested before, so who knows how long it lasts this time. Google My Business is showing in between and right by characteristics for a business, and when they do this, they're actually naming businesses and linking to their Google My Business profiles that are nearby that business that somebody looked for. For example, if you look for a Taco Bell and on one side of that Taco Bell is an Arby's and on the other side is a Wendy's, it might say this Taco Bell is in between an Arby's and a Wendy's with links to those profiles. Google My Business has been changing stupid fast at an incredibly crazy pace, especially in 2019. If you feel like you got behind, Greg Sterling over at Search Engine Land did a phenomenal job putting together a giant list of all of the updates and changes to Google My Business in 2019. I highly recommend you go read that if you're trying to brush up and catch up to everything that changed in the Google My Business space. Google's Chrome version 80 will introduce push notification blocking. This will allow users to block push notifications from specific websites. Google even has guidelines around push notifications now, and if websites are not in compliance, they will automatically be blocked from serving push notifications in Chrome 80. So if you use push notifications, you may want to go make sure that you are in compliance, or when Chrome 80 comes out, all of your push notifications will be automatically blocked. Google Assistant now claims 500 million users worldwide. If you remember, a few months ago, we actually told you they were only 9% of the virtual assistant marketplace. So that must mean a lot of people are using virtual assistants. Google Assistant now has 500 million users worldwide. In Facebook news, Facebook just announced yesterday they will allow users to block or see fewer political ads with a new tool they have under development, and they plan to release this summer just in time for the 2020 political smackdown season. Over on Instagram, Instagram's user growth slowed to 6.7% in 2019. That is lower than expected by analysts. However, there is one age demographic where user growth was growing at an expected or higher than expected pace, and that is users 25 to 34 years old. We take you now to Bing. Bing has released a new update for their mobile app, and it's kind of cool. You can now open the Bing search app and just tell Bing to open a website directly. So, for example, if you have the Bing app on your phone and you update it, you can look at your phone and you could say, go to joeyoungblood.com. And it'll go to my website, joeyoungblood.com. It's pretty cool. Bing's Frederic Dubois has recommended that SEOs start focusing on intent research instead of keyword research. You may remember that I brought this up during our talk about Google changes and updates. So Google is telling us not to do that right now. It's maybe not a focus. Bing is telling us that they see eventually a future where everything on Bing is intent-based and not keyword-based. And so stop focusing on keyword research. So kind of a weird mixed signal from the search engines. I don't think users are ever going to quit using keywords. So I don't see a reason to stop doing keyword research. If I'm wrong, go to the comments and tell me I'm wrong and tell me why. So Bing has a new beta program that they're testing right now called Bing Pages. And this is where you can make a page about yourself and then link to all of your social media. Bing will then be able to use that and display it inside of the search results for relevant things. So for example, if I made one, which I plan on doing, you would then go to Bing and type Joeyoungblood SEO, and then I would show up in my glorious beard and I would be standing there. It's not that glorious. I'm sorry. That was a joke. But I would be there and there would be links to my Instagram and my Facebook and my YouTube and my Reddit and my Twitter and whatever else. So it sounds pretty cool if you're a person, an influencer, if you're, you know, the head of your business or you're trying to be a thought leader, it's probably a pretty cool thing to do. Bing, again, doesn't get a lot of search volume compared to Google, but it's still pretty cool. So if you remember last year, we told you Microsoft Ads was deprecating standard PPC text ads at the end of the year. Apparently, not enough people got on board, and they are extending the deadline to March 31st. But they're pretty firm on this one, and they're saying as of March 31st, your standard PPC text ads on Microsoft Ads, which used to be Bing Ads, will no longer work. So get in there and update those ads. Over on Twitter. Twitter has a new ad unit called the Promoted Trend Spotlight, and it's at the top of the Explore tab. Twitter is finally going to allow you to block all replies to tweets or even determine which of your followers can actually reply to your tweets. This should bring an end to the reign of terror bots have wrought upon us all. Thank you so much, Jack, for this coming feature. I deeply appreciate it. Twitter Analytics, which is already terrible, is about to get a little worse. They're going to remove the Audience Insights tab from Twitter Analytics at the end of this month. So if you need it, you might want to go in there and look at it. Bonus round! Walmart is now allowing people to buy ads through Kinshu, Flywheel, and a few of their other API partners for their new Walmart advertising program, trying to take on Amazon. In the European Union, Google's Android is going to allow competitor search engines to Google to be selected as the default search when users are setting up their Android phone. The catch here is that Google is going to charge their competitors money if they get selected as a user's default search engine. So the search engines that show up, they have to bid more money in a sort of auction than other search engines. Right now, the featured search engines appear to be DuckDuckGo, Info.com, and a couple of others. Bing and Yahoo are further down the list and may not even appear on this ballot screen that shows up for users. It is now much, much easier for agencies to take over and manage their clients' Amazon advertising accounts. Thank you for tuning to the Weekend Digital Marketing so far. Our first episode kicking off season two here in 2020. If there's any information we did not include in this podcast that you think we should have included, or any fun things maybe we could do, please let us know. You can head over to the joeyoungblood.com website and you can send some contact information through there. I'll talk to you next week.